Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is! Drawing Board or...
Miro! All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome to Great News. This is a podcast that I do. I'm Kevin Ryder. This is Mike Catherwood, and we bring you... This started on our radio show in Los Angeles on K-Rock when Ally McKay brought in the idea and said we should actually do a segment where we talk about people who love and take care of each other. And we said, no, don't be ridiculous. And then she brought it up about three more times, and we said, all right, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. And it really does restore your faith in humanity. These stories are stories of good people being good, and a lot of those people still exist, contrary to the way you feel with the media and social media and news and everything else. There are a lot of people out there who are still doing good.
You will. I mean, I don't know about you, Kevin, but there's so many stories that it's almost hard to pare it down to just three an episode, because there's just thousands and thousands of stories every week of people doing amazingly giving and loving things. And that is the basis behind this show. Kevin, I'm going to do the intro in the fashion of probably your favorite overall artist.
Okay.
Fred Schneider from the B-52. It's the intro. Intro. The show's about to begin, bro. Say hello to the happy, goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
That's pretty good. That's not bad. I used to talk so much about how much I did not like Fred Schneider. I don't know. He just drove me crazy. And then one day there was a knock at the back door of the radio station. I opened it and I was standing face to face with Fred Schneider. And I was just thinking, does he know everything I've said? Could he possibly be here to beat me up? He couldn't beat me up. I could take him. All those thoughts are going through my head in a couple of seconds. My first great news story is about a kid who showed up to snowboard, and his friends were going to show up and teach him how to do it. He'd never done it before. And his friends said, we'll meet you there and we'll teach you how to snowboard. Then the kid showed up and the friends did not. And somebody else that was there said, you know what? I'll teach you how to snowboard. Oh.
He told me his friends left him on his first day. So I offered help.
Can I give you some advice?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
No.
What's your name?
Ruiz.
Ruiz, I'm Dave. While your heels are up, you're going to push down on your toe in the direction you want to go just a little bit. So push that toe down just a little and then hold it there. Perfect. Let's go the other way, Ruiz. Where you're going. Be patient. Don't lean too much. Nice. Let's go back the other way, Ruiz. You're all right.
Hell yeah, yeah. Dog.
You're welcome. Good to meet you, bro. Have a great day. Half cab king, dog. That was sick. Ruiz's first day. Friends didn't want to come. We hooked him up.
That's pretty cool.
That is.
That's pretty cool that he's going to sit there and take his time with a guy that he doesn't know and teach him how to snowboard.
That it's a great story, and screw that kid's friends,
right? That kid needs better friends.
Here's this next story is about a internet star, and oftentimes you don't find that they are ripe with a lot of giving, loving stories. But This young man is, his name is Steven Shapiro. I'm not familiar with his work, but he's huge on YouTube and he has like 600,000 followers on Instagram and stuff. He makes these videos for, that's what he does for a living. And he's clearly very successful at it. Well, he went to get a haircut and made a video of it. And this haircut lasted, and I'm not exaggerating, 2 seconds.
Did you say 2 seconds?
He's kind of just playing a prank. Check it out and watch how this turns out.
And I've been doing hair 20 years, so you know what I'm saying?
Like, perfect.
I didn't finish yesterday.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, let's ring
That's
it.
That's all you came in here for?
Yeah, let's ring it up.
Like, I don't have to do nothing else?
No.
Oh, yes!
That's perfect.
You know, I'm not even going to charge you for that.
No, please.
I'm not charging you for that.
No, please.
I'm not charging you
for
that.
Well, I'm paying, so.
Well, I'm not taking any money, so now what are you going to do?
Well, how about...
How
about this? Do you take tips?
Yep, I take tips.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do tips. Shut your face!
Not enough?
Shut your face out! Stop! It's enough! You're really giving me hundreds for a snip snip?
You did. This is the best haircut I've had in a long time.
Shut your face! Are you serious? You're joking!
Please.
Is this counterfeit money?
No.
Shut up, I gotta go on Facebook, Ryan. You did not just, do you know? Let me tell you the blessing that you are right now. I need to rent money. No lie. Like, I seriously need to rent money.
Here, I have more in the car. Let me stay here. Everything.
Oh my God. Thank you so much.
No, thank you.
See the angel here?
Me? No, she is the angel.
This man gave me $600 for a 2 second haircut.
Wow. Wow.
Awesome.
Look at what that meant to her.
Yeah. And at Steven Shapiro, if you support this kid, obviously, it's kind of self-serving to make a video about it. But either way, he knows, he's like, I make a preposterous amount of money doing silly videos. And he gave her $600 and it meant the world to her. She was down on her rent money. And I thought that was a great story.
I think there are a lot of people who look down on the fact that people make social media about it. I'm all good with that because we see so many stories about the negative people. Let's make videos of people being positive and being good and share them as much as you can.
Sure, sure. No, I totally agree. And I think that, yes, if we're going to get pedantic and start dissecting everything, it's like, okay, well, he could have done it without a bit. Fine. But it doesn't change the fact that he just really
changed her life.
He saved that woman and she was so overwhelming happy. It's like, so what? Whatever the motives may be, the end result is great, loving, giving stuff. You know?
Also, props on him for wearing a jersey with the number 69 on the back of it while doing that.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mike, what is your understanding of the difference of the cause and effect of cattle and greenhouse gases?
I believe I'm by no means an expert, but I believe that it is in fact their poo and farts, the methane that comes from that it negatively impacts the environment.
A huge amount.
Okay.
A huge amount. However, there's a farmer on Prince Edward Island in Canada. And this rewrote everything I know about cattle, who has possibly come up with a solution to this issue of cattle. Watch this guy.
As the effects of climate change continue to accelerate, the UN says the strongest lever we have to reduce global warming is to curb the emissions of the greenhouse gas methane. But methane emissions continue to accelerate. CBS News meteorologist and climate specialist Jeff Berardelli is back with more now on a game-changing solution to slow methane. Jeff?
Good morning again. Globally, methane is responsible for 30% of global warming. And of that, livestock such as cattle account for a very big chunk, about one third of all methane emissions. But a solution may be right over the horizon. We travel to Prince Edward Island, Canada, to meet a man whose unlikely discovery has the potential to change the world.
The miracle cure for climate change is right there in that tub.
Nature.
Yeah.
Nature has a solution.
Yes, yeah, always, mm-hmm. to every problem. Mm-hmm. Just we're not paying enough attention to it.
From the moment you meet Joe Dorgan, it's clear he's quite the character.
There's more education in a turnip than there is in me. I got no education.
Often self-deprecating for a smile, Dorgan is being modest. He's no average Joe. In fact, he stumbled upon what is nothing short of a climate miracle, the seeds of which were planted through five generations of family farming along the shores of Prince Edward Island, Canada. Back then, farmers harvested seaweed for feed and fertilizer.
This here stuff here, prime stuff. This is what's used. We don't take nothing out of it. We don't put nothing into it. This is the cure for everything that ails anything or anybody.
While beachgoers may consider seaweed a nuisance, Dorgan knew from experience it was teeming with potential. So he sent samples of it to Dalhousie University in Nova Scotia to test for organic certification. Turns out the high uptake of natural vitamins and minerals in seaweed drove up reproduction and milk production in cows.
Joe knew instinctively that seaweed would be healthy for cows, but what came next was a big surprise. Research revealed an unintended consequence. Seaweed made cows less gassy.
They found out that feeding this to the cattle would reduce the greenhouse gases by as high as 40%.
Ruminants like gassy cows have been labeled climate villains, but not because of what comes out the back. You see, cows have a very unique way of digesting roughage, requiring extra digestion and boosting burps. Those burps emit methane, a heat-trapping greenhouse gas that's 80 times more potent than carbon dioxide.
All right, hold the video.
In a year,
hold the video
a cow
a
emits...
Stop the video for a second. It's not even... It isn't even coming out their butts, Mike. It's their burps. Did you know that?
I didn't. I mean, I said at the beginning of this story, I was like, I assumed it was poo and fart.
I did too. I've always assumed that. But this is, it actually comes out from cow burps. And this guy has discovered a way to stop that from happening. All right, let's roll some more.
Much greenhouse gas as a small car. So with animal numbers now skyrocketing to help feed a growing human population, livestock accounts for 15% of global emissions. That's the challenge that motivated scientist Rob Kinley, who worked with Joe on his organic certification 15 years ago, to find a seaweed species with even more methane-reducing power.
We started testing seaweeds from coastal Australia. And it wasn't long before the Asparagopsis species showed up, and it showed up in a big way. So big that we didn't even believe what we were seeing. It took multiple runs of testing this before we believed what we were seeing, which was we couldn't find methane anymore.
You heard right. Kinley's research showed Aspergopsis, a common type of red seaweed, has the potential to virtually eliminate methane emissions from livestock.
How crazy is that?
That is nuts.
Zero methane emissions from cattle.
I love that farmer guy, by the way.
Same.
On Prince Charles Island or whatever. He's like, if you asked any average person to do an impersonation of a pirate, he literally sounds like that.
He does. And he
knows, I don't got no education.
A turnip has more education than I have. But look at what he's discovered. Just
it's amazing. It's truly, that is a beautiful story.
Now,
and
the actual problem has come in that they're trying to get people to adopt this. They're trying to level it up and grow this business so that they can use it worldwide. And they're trying to talk people into the fact that if they use this seaweed, it would actually change our world.
Listen, I'm always bitching and moaning about the government. At least, I don't know how things are globally, but in this country, I'm always bitching and moaning about the government getting involved in stuff. Finally, here is the subsidy stuff that you can do, federal right. Government. Make it so it's beneficial financially for the farmers to use this stuff instead of other stuff. And it'll be good. It'll be good.
That is a political Mike Catherwood.
Thank you. in Kentucky recently, there was a devastating tornado. We just learned in that last story that Mother Nature is undefeated when it comes to doing good. Mother Nature undefeated when it comes to wrecking stuff. Tornadoes are terrifying, and it did a lot of damage. A lot of families were negatively impacted. There was fatalities. There was people who are now homeless. There are people who are dealing with diseases. The whole thing, it's a mess. And Jim Finch is just one of many people who decided to pitch in however he could. Check this out.
I know they don't have no electricity, so that means they don't have no electric, no restaurants and no running water, so I just figure I'd do what I can do. Show up with some food and some water. I know they don't have no electricity, so that means they don't have no electricity. No restaurants and no running water, so I just figure I'd do what I can do. Show up with some food and some water. I know they don't have no electricity,
broke down to
so that means they don't have no electricity. Restaurants and no running water, so...
He brought his gigantic smoker and grill and a truckload of food, and he just started grilling up and handing out food and water to people who were in need. And there was tons of them. No electricity, no heat. I thought that was a beautiful story.
It really is. It's one of those things where you think, oh, how can I change the world? Well, I need to come up with some magical life-changing thing that I can help. No, this guy is a smoker, so he brings a smoker down and gives food. He does what he does. He does what he can do.
And he brought hundreds of pounds of food and all out of his own pocket, and he just sat there and served it up all day, all night. So
it's amazing.
Jim Finch, beautiful.
We applaud you. My next story is about an 80-year-old man from Arraign Moor off the Donegal coast. Now, a lot of this is, I believe, Irish or Scottish. I can't tell.
Isn't that Scotland?
I can't tell.
All right. One of the two.
But you won't be able to hear most of what's said. Understand most of what's said. But the guy's name is Paddy Conningham. And he says that he's an 80-year-old guy. And all he does is go from spot to spot to spot where there's a pier and takes a dip in the water. He doesn't swim across any long amount. He just gets in the water when it's freezing and gets back out, and then packs his van with his living equipment in it and his gym in it, and drives to the next pier and gets in the water and is raising money for charity by doing this. Watch this.
Okay.
Enniscrone, County Sligo, and 80-year-old Paddy Conaghan is setting up to record his first ducking of the day for social media. His Coastal Circuit of Ireland Pier Challenge began last weekend on Arraign Moor to raise funds for a Donegal counselling charity, Gemma's Legacy of Hope.
I did four yesterday, so if I get three and four a day, I'd be happy. The last time I swam was probably 1962, until last year. I had to learn again. Because he used to go in every New Year's Day for a swim for charity. But I never swam, I just had a dip. So when I started this project off, I had to start training.
And he's still training. The van Paddy kitted out to live in on his journey doubles as a mobile gym.
It's an old banger. Hopefully I could be going. But I think it'd be okay because I got some holy water. People give me holy water. So I have that in the front.
So where do you sleep?
That's the mattress there. Water, cooker, and in the front you've got a generator when it gets too cold. It's not bad yet, so I'm all set for it.
Why did you start the challenge now in the middle of winter rather than coming up to the summer?
Yeah, if you do it in the summer, people would be saying, ah, yeah, he's having a great time going around Ireland, you know, we'd have given him money, you know, to have a good time, like. So it's a lot to do in the winter time, so it's a more of a challenge then.
So how will you spend Christmas, Paddy, and your 81st birthday in January?
Yeah, same thing as I'm doing now. So I want to keep the momentum going. I'm getting old. I haven't much time. Like to do something before I click the bucket.
Paddy has set up a GoFundMe page for donations. He's not taking cash on his journey, which he hopes he'll complete by February. Eileen Magner, RTE News, Killala.
That dude hasn't gone swimming since 1962 and had to relearn how to swim. And he literally only jumps in the water for 8-10 seconds, gets back out.
That
moves on.
That truly is awesome.
I'm not gonna say it. Never mind. Good.
I was gonna
Nope,
was
go with the
say,
edit. Go
he
with
travels
the edited
around
version. Nope, go with the edited
gym.
Version. Nope.
How about them titties though, Paddy? Like, how about them titties?
He's 81, dude.
All right, good. All right, fair enough.
And he's raising money for charity. How are you going to pick on his body?
I'm sorry.
Body
You're right. I shouldn't have said that. I'm sorry. Well,
they're a nice B cup. So what?
We'll take care of that in post. Kevin, this is a very simple story, but it is beautiful. And I'm sorry to those of you who are listening on the audio only version. You really do need to see this, but this man is reunited with his dog who ran away after a fireworks show after 7 months. And this is caught on camera, the moment when he was reunited with his dog. Good for the heart.
Wow, that's good for the soul. Although it did take the dog a bit to warm up.
Yeah, 7 months. He was like, wait a second, who are you again?
I was like, come on, man. Where does the love come?
I'd be that way with my wife after 7 months. I'd be like, wait a second, who are you?
Oh, lady? No, she'd be that way with you.
That's a good point.
Yeah. If you'd like this podcast, go ahead and subscribe and maybe, you know, tell your friends about it. Let them know that this
spread
exists.
The word, man.
Yes. Yes.
Do a little bit of great news in your own life. By uplifting someone else, by exposing them to Kevin and Mike and our show. Here is the outro.
Hold up. I have a request. Pee Wee Herman.
Outro! You know what I'm talking about, bro! Say hello to the happy goodbye to the blues. Kevin and Mike are here to give you great news.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.